Blood Orchid by Stuart Woods. 1. Sarah Tennant arrived at her office building in downtown Miami promptly at 7:45 a.m., as was her habit. She needed only to park her car and use the private elevator to the penthouse suite of Jimenez Properties. She would be at her desk in the little office next to that of her boss, Manuel Jimenez, when he arrived promptly at 8 o'clock, as was his habit. As she parked her new Toyota Avalon in the reserved space next to that of her boss, she was surprised and not a little annoyed to see that his Mercedes was already in its spot. She was going to have to start coming in earlier, she thought. She couldn't have Manny getting there before she did. There was something odd about the Mercedes, she realized, through the fog of her recent sleep. Until she had her morning coffee, a double espresso, she would not think quickly. She sat in the Toyota with the motor still running while she tried to figure it out. The lights, she decided. The interior lights of the Mercedes were on, and unless she turned them off, Manny would soon have a dead battery. She gathered her small briefcase, purse, coffee thermos, and the Miami Herald, and struggled out of her car. She set her things down on the driver's seat and smoothed her skirt before continuing. She was looking forward to reading Carl Hyacin's column in the paper before doing any real work. She loved Hyacin, read all his novels, too, and never missed his column. She gathered her things once again, closed the car door, and pressed the button on the remote control to lock all the doors and the trunk. Some cars had been broken into in this garage, in spite of the security cameras. She wished Manny had sprung for a garage with a manned entrance instead of the electronic surveillance. A guard on duty made her feel safer. Embracing her belongings, she walked around Manny.